All right, so we're 7 o'clock. All righty. So we'll start. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for coming and welcome to our village board meeting. It's November 18th at 7 o'clock. If I can ask the clerk to take the roll call.
Trustee Bachner.
Here.
Trustee Gillis.
Here.
Trustee Vasquez.
Present.
Trustee Brennan.
Here.
Trustee Johnson.
Here.
Trustee O'Connell.
Here.
President Adusi.
Here. Okay, if I can ask you all please to stand to say Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. No citizens' comments. Okay. Go right into the elected official comments and announcements. So maybe we'll start with you, Trustee O'Connell, if you don't mind.
I guess the holiday seasons are right around the corner. So I guess we don't have another meeting this month. So I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. I think we're, Jack, correct me if I'm wrong, we're getting to the end of leaf pickup. So make sure you get that all done. So that's it. Thanks.
Yeah, great. Thanks, Don. Ken?
I have no comments today.
Okay, thank you.
Katie? Yes, hi, thank you. Couple things. Wanted to mention that I attended an event at the Wonderworks Children's Museum that is in Oak Park this past week, and they were recognizing a lot of their local partnerships, including their partnership with Lemonade. And they were selected by Lemonade as one of the charity recipients this year. I had never been to Wonderworks before. When I moved to River Forest or to this area, my kids were a little bit older, and I guess we just never fit in with us. But it is a real gem. So I recommend it if you have kids, neighbors, grandkids, anyone. It is a really cool place. So that, and then also attended a Community Connections social event. Community Connections is the old Leadership Lab, which I know some of us in the room have participated in. Seems like it's the new iteration of Leadership Lab is going well. Community Connections, under the name Community Connections. And then a couple of things I wanted to mention. There was something that the village put that was in the village communication about yard sign recycling. And I'm a person who recycles my yard signs, and I'm used to doing it under the trestle just around the corner from here. And so I tried to do that and didn't see a bin and talked with Matt, and he updated me that the new location for that is just outside of the front door of Village Hall. If you're walking into Village Hall, it's in on the right-hand side. There's three bins and one's labeled for yard sign recycling. So if you're like me and you are a creature of habit and are used to going to the old place, it's not at the old place anymore. We have a new place. And then I also checked with Jack about the leaf pickup, just piggybacking on your comments, Bob. And the last week for leaf pickup is December 2nd through 6th. So we can all plan accordingly. And another change that goes with the season is moving the curbside compost pickup from every week to every other week. And that is going to start after December 3rd. So December 3rd will be our last weekly pickup. Then they'll skip a week and then it'll go to December 17th. So those of us who use that should plan accordingly also.
Yeah.
That's all I have. Thank you.
Yeah, great. Thanks. Reminder. John?
Nothing to add. Thanks.
Great. Okay, just two things. I also want to wish everyone a happy and safe Thanksgiving. And the second thing I wanted to mention is the Oak Park versus River Forest Firefighters Chili cook-off. So that's going to be held on December the 5th, 5 p.m. at the Oak Park River Forest Museum, 129 Lake Street. So I know you guys are going to be the best. So, so I'm looking forward to it, too. So,
oh, great. Yeah, thanks. Thanks for a good reminder. Thanks, Chris. Lisa?
Two things. One, I want to congratulate the River Forest Fire Department for another successful blood drive they held on Thursday, November 14th. 28 units of blood were collected. this program was initiated by our firefighters, and I think it's a great program. It will continue on a recurring basis throughout the year. So if you haven't been able to donate blood and you are able to donate blood, please do, because there's a lot of need out there, particularly with certain blood types. Second, I want to thank the Kiwanis Club of River Forest and Oak Park for painting the interior of a packed house in Oak Park. PACTT is a local not-for-profit with a mission to assist individuals with autism in becoming as independent as possible with the ability to integrate effectively into their homes and community. The Kiwanis Club tapped into the Oak Park River Forest High School Tau Gamma Service Club to get the job done. They did it this past Saturday. It was a one-day job. They painted the entire interior of that house. And I think it's great to see members of the community, young and not so young, come together across River Forest and our surrounding communities to help others. And I'm also wishing everybody a happy, healthy, and safe Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Lisa. Erica?
I'd like to start with a land acknowledgement. So as we begin, we are mindful that we hold these meetings on lands that was once and still inhabited by Indigenous people, including the Ojibwa, the Chippewa, Menominee, Potawatomi nations, and more. We'll remember our nation's history and honor the Native people as stewards of this land that was colonized, and that River Forest continues to be a place many people from diverse backgrounds live and gather. Leaves are on all our minds this evening. So glad to have Trustee O'Connell and Trustee Brennan kind of make a couple of updates for the residents. What are the updates from Public Works? When do leaves start to get picked up, and how many times does that happen, and what's the schedule look like?
So we started full out leaf operation really at the start of, I would say, October to mid-October. Once it really, unfortunately, the leaves were really sticking up on the trees. Weren't coming down until we got some wind and some rains just to sprinkle in, make them heavier. Mid-October, we went full out. We do have a schedule that was, I know, distributed on the Facebook page and on the website, where we cycle through the village, the entire village, Monday through Friday, with zones. So the southern section of the village is zone one. We go from the east, west. So then we go zone two, three, four, five, and just keep doing that throughout the weeks until we get to December. What I will say is Thanksgiving week, we try to jam all 5 days into 3 days. So
thank you for parking for guests and family.
Yes, yeah. For sure.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Is that it? Is that all? Oh, no.
That is.
Okay, great. I have nothing to report other than just to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving and enjoy, be safe and safe out there. And thanks to all the trustees for giving some of the great input, because we do forget dates along the way. So thanks for all that. All right, so we'll go ahead and move on to our consent agenda. If I get a trustee to motion the consent agenda 5A through J.
Motion to approve the consent agenda items A through J.
Second.
All right. Any questions or comments on any of those items?
Quick poll A and B, please.
A and B. Okay. So, all right. Okay, so then I'll need a new motion to approve consent agenda item C through J.
Motion to approve consent agenda items C through J.
Okay.
Second.
All right, great. So any questions on C through J? Hearing none, then let's go ahead and take that vote.
Consent agenda item C, administration department report. D, monthly department reports. E, financial report, October 2024. F, accounts payable, October 2024, $2,781,757.06. G, right-of-way agreement, property owners at 240 Keystone Avenue for an underground sprinkler system in the public right-of-way. H, adoption of amended compensation ordinance. I, authorization of fiscal year 2025, phase four, of street camera strategic plan, Griffin Systems, $65,370. J, purchase approval, police department mobile camera unit, Minuteman Security and Life Safety, and Griffin Systems, $38,070.17. Trustee Gillis?
Yes.
Trustee Vasquez?
Yes.
Trustee Brennan?
Yes.
Trustee Johnson?
Yes.
Trustee O'Connell?
Yes.
Trustee Bachner?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thanks. Okay, let's go on to then A and B. Let's take them together. So let's get a motion to move A and B of the consent agenda.
Motion to approve consent agenda items A and B.
Okay. Are you second?
Second.
Okay.
I wasn't here, so I'm going to need to abstain from voting for those.
Oh, you could. Okay. I think maybe you just have said that. And we, well, I guess we could have pulled him. We could have. What could we have done? I guess it's the right thing to do is just take him off.
He's able to vote even if you
weren't
here.
You can't.
But you don't have to. Actually, though, it would be preferable if, since you're going to abstain, you weren't the movant. So if we could, someone else.
So.
Yeah, well, why don't we take it? Yeah.
Classically, you're not supposed to move if you're not going to vote for
it.
That's so, my point. Yeah.
I agree.
Also, I'm just curious, why are we all of a sudden not,
I don't know,
voting on, this is a new thing.
No, I don't.
I'm so curious about this.
Right.
Someone told me about that I shouldn't, if I'm not here, I shouldn't vote to approve stuff that.
Who told you that? I mean, our village attorney says it's okay.
Well, I do it all the time because I'm not, I wasn't present at the meeting, so I abstain from.
Well, whatever you're comfortable with.
Yeah. Right.
But
it's
I
not
think what the village attorney is saying. It's so.
Right. What you're really doing by voting in favor of minutes, even if you weren't here, is that you agree that the trustee was responsible to take accurate minutes and that you have no reason to quibble with them. But it's you aren't automatically disqualified from voting because you weren't present. But if you also aren't, it's fine for you not to if you don't.
I mean, it's your prerogative. But
whatever you want, Bob.
Yeah. So I whatever you want.
I was just curious if there was something that would cause us not to.
No, I just think that if you, this is just me, because I started doing it when Trustee Vasquez didn't do it, and it's because
I haven't missed. That was the first time I missed when I started that.
Right, and it makes sense if you're not there, you have no idea what was really talked about. So it approved minutes where you weren't at the meeting to hear it doesn't make sense to me personally.
So, and while we're on this subject, if I may,
yeah.
It's also acceptable if you want to abstain on two votes on the consent agenda, to just indicate to the clerk, I'd like you to register an abstention from A and B and then vote yes on the consent. You can do that.
That's
too.
What I was saying earlier. We didn't need to take them off, but that's okay. I mean, it's all good. Okay. Okay. That's clear as mud. All right.
Now that we have a discussion.
Now that we,
somebody's going to start over now.
No.
We need a new motion. I think you should.
Right. I thought someone moved. If not,
We just need to vote on it.
Yeah. Who moved Bob's it? But Bob moved it.
Yeah, it would be preferable.
Motion
to
approve consent
Thank
agenda.
You. Thank you.
A and B.
Thank you, Erica. Who's second?
Second.
All right. All right. Okay. We're getting through this. All right. Now.
All right. Now Trustee Brennan.
Yes.
Trustee Johnson.
Yes.
Trustee O'Connell.
Abstaining.
Trustee Bachner.
Yes.
Trustee Gillis.
Yes.
Trustee Vasquez.
Yes.
You might want to read them too. I don't know if you read them into the. No worries.
Consent agenda item A, Village Board of Trustee meeting minutes October 28, 2024. B, Village Board of Trustee executive session meeting minutes October 28, 2024.
All righty, now we'll go on to item 9, which is the 9A, which is the award for EV charging stations. So if I can get a motion in a second, please.
Go ahead. Okay, I would like to make a motion to award a contract to CBBEL in the amount of $78,670 for the design services for the electric vehicle charging station project, and authorize the village administrator to execute the contract agreement.
Second.
Any questions regarding that particular item? Hearing none.
I have a couple questions.
Oh, of course.
Matt, are you going to be the one taking the questions?
I'll get first shot, but Jack will probably be the expert.
Okay.
Okay. So my first question is, does this relate to 3, 4, or 5 lots? Because there's in the materials, there's a reference to 3 lots, and then in the materials, there's a reference to 5 lots.
So the project itself, we're going out for the design of 5 because we thought it was prudent to go get all 5 designed so that we prepare at Village Hall and Public Works for any future improvements we may want to make. As fleets, as other things change, we want to make sure we're ready just in case we have to go out and build them later. But the actual design build right away is for the Franklin lot, for the CVS lot, and for the metro station. Those are the 3 that are design build right away.
Okay, so, go ahead.
Okay, finish your question.
So we're asking Christopher Burke to design all 5, but the plan is only to go forward with those 3 that you said, at least in the short, that's like the first tranche.
That is so correct. And that is because the IEPA grant that we received is for the actual building of the 3.
Oh, I thought from the materials that the grant covered the design, the Christopher Burke part.
So the grant itself is $370,000. So the grant itself is actually covering a portion of the actual building. And there is a match that we're putting in. So there is design and construction. However, it depends on what the match ends up being, because they're actually part of that money, that $370,000 is going towards the actual, I would say the actual nuts and bolts, the actual, you know, EV chargers.
Okay. Because I thought I read in the materials that you would be coming back to the village board for approval of the construction. Correct. And payment for the construction, and that this on our agenda tonight just covered the design.
So the way that this is going to work with a design build is we did our RFP, we went out, we did the interviews, and we selected a firm. The issue that we have is once we got the firm, hey, this is how much it's going to cost to get us through the process. But they weren't comfortable giving us a price for what the actual charging stations were going to be. And that
for
price,
the construction of them?
For the construction, for the actual, you know, for the material. Mm-hmm. And so for them, it's, and we thought about it in terms of, okay, we're going to come to the board for approval of design because it's a substantial amount of money. It's not 20K or under. So we're coming to the board for approval to start the design. As soon as they start the design, they will start engaging those contractors to start being like, okay, well, how much is it for this? How much is it for this? This is what we're looking to do. They'll be able to really narrow it down. And then at that point, once they actually have like what it's going to be, we will come back to the board for approval of the actual construction of it with all the materials.
And is the grant that we have covering the all or just part of the construction costs and
that is to be determined based on what ends up coming back, because part of not only are we going to use the IEPA grant, which we're going to fully use as much as we can, but we're also going to go after the ComEd EV rebate. We're going to still do that too.
Okay, that's what I wanted to ask you about, was to, because I know about the ComEd, you know, like build ready mm-hmm. rebate, and it specifically covers certain things and certain contractors.
Correct.
And I wanted to be sure that the work we're doing now with Christopher Burke, that they know that we're aiming toward that and that they consider that in their design.
So part of what, as we went through this interview process, what distinguished Burke as part of the interviewees is that they have specific experience when it comes to the IEPA grant and the ComEd EV readiness or rebate grant.
Terrific.
And I just had a general question, because you answered a lot of them. Range of how much it is per station. Did you give me a range? Or are you saying you don't know yet?
It's going to be difficult because we have a number of vendors we're considering and we're thinking about in particular. Obviously out here we have a charge point. So right now we're thinking to go with that brand, but there's still, based on our discussions with Burke initially, there are different options. Cause now when we're talking about, you know, places that I don't want to say are off-site, but they're not right here at Village Hall. So then it's like, okay, well, what kind of capabilities do we want at these charging stations? So there's a variability with all that kind of stuff.
So you were looking for the range of the build.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the actual station.
Yep.
Yeah.
Understood. Okay. That's good questions. Thank you, guys. Any other questions for Jack?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Great. Thank you.
Okay.
Ready for the vote?
Trustee Johnson.
Yes.
Trustee O'Connell.
Yes.
Trustee Bakken.
Yes.
Trustee Gillis.
Yes.
Trustee Vasquez.
Yes.
Trustee Brennan.
Yes.
Thank you. All right. We have 9B, which is our property tax levy. Okay. So I need a motion and a second to approve this and discuss it.
Okay, I move to accept the estimate for the 2024 corporate aggregate property tax levy in the amount of $9,763,035, which also equates then that the property tax increase on existing property will be 3%. Second.
Okay, thanks. All right, so I know Rosie's not here tonight, so.
Oh my God, really?
I know. She's still on vacation.
How convenient.
Can you imagine that? She got stuck in Paris.
Oh, my God. What a place to be stuck. Okay. I'll forgive her.
Stuck.
She wanted to be here.
She wanted to be here.
That's what you told me.
She wanted to zoom in, right?
Yeah.
Just a couple high points on this estimate. This is the process is we present the estimate to the village board for initial feedback, and this will come back for official adoption at our December 16th. Village board meeting. This will not require a hearing or a additional notice because we are not seeking the maximum or over the required tax levy amount. 3% is what that comes out to, is an increase that's below what the maximum is currently. The CPI for the period in question is 3.4%. So in speaking with Rosie, we felt that the 3% kind of a modest increase below the maximum was appropriate at this time. And as part of the motion, you'll notice that the property taxes will not be on new construction, which is a practice that the village has done for several years here in order to help residents. The estimated value of new property will be about $2 million. And that includes improvements to properties in town. And then this levy will also include the estimates from the actuarial reports for the police and firefighter pension funds. So that is included. And then what other things did Rosie want to touch on? And then the library levy is also included in our levy. Are there any questions?
Matt,
yes.
The new construction, is that just residential new construction? Or does it include commercial new construction?
That includes both.
Yeah, it's all new construction.
All new construction.
Yeah, and by not levying on it, it's actually a benefit to the taxpayers because it won't get included. The village isn't trying to capture that.
Right.
So once that comes in and it's quantified, it'll actually reduce people's property tax bills a bit.
Did that practice several, I don't know, about 4 or 5 years ago. Because the whole hope was as you build more, it should spread out the tax cost. All right. No questions, Kiki? Anything you want to add or no?
He nailed it.
I'm trying to give you the limelight.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
You're kicking it back to me.
Oh, yeah.
All right. All right, real good. All right, well, yeah, I think it's well documented. Rosie and Kiki and the group went through it last time, so I think we have a pretty good handle on all the key components of the budget and the levy. So thank you. All right, let's take the vote.
Trustee O'Connell.
Yes.
Trustee Bakken.
Yes.
Trustee Gillis.
Yes.
Trustee Vasquez.
Yes.
Trustee Brennan.
Yes.
Trustee Johnson.
Yes.
Okay, good. Well, we will go into executive session. So we'll go ahead and if we can have a... motion to enter into executive session, then we'll close. Go into executive session because that ends our regular business.
Right.
Okay. Motion to enter into executive session pursuant to 5 ILCS 120/2C11 to discuss pending litigation, and the village board will adjourn after executive session and will not return to open session.
Second.
Okay, very good. Okay, almost record time.
Excuse me, Trustee Bachner?
Yes.
Trustee Gillis?
Yes.
Trustee Vasquez?
Yes.
Trustee Brennan?
Yes.
Trustee Johnson?
Yes.
Trustee O'Connell?
Yes.
President Anduzzi?